Good morning. Good morning. How are you on this fine, fine, beautiful day? I hope you're having a great day today, and I hope you are excited today. Because today is the day. Today is the day that the Lord hath made. He's made today. We will be glad. We will rejoice in it. Rejoice in every single moment that you have under the sun in this cosmos, in this arrangement. Be ye thankful. Be ye happy. Continually give God that sacrifice of praise. Praise him and thank him. That's what he asks of us. And it's just, I hope you had a great Thanksgiving first and foremost. I'm still recovering from a food coma. I was going back and forth. This probably will go out a little late because I got up a little late. I just got to sleep in a little bit. But today I was reading and, you know, I've been going over the children of Israel and how they go through Egypt and they go through the wilderness, and then they finally get to the land of Canaan. They have that land of milk and honey, and they're not given it because they wouldn't just walk in. God told them to go in, and like he's going to take care of all these people. He's going to wipe them all out for the children of Israel, and they just couldn't do it. And it got to the point where they hired a captain. They actually appointed a captain to go back into Egypt to be enslaved again because they were worried about like food. I mean, God takes care of us 100%. And I just want to go over this because some of us beat ourselves up. I was one. I'm not really like this anymore, but I was one of those who really beat myself up if I didn't walk properly with God. If I didn't set my course of life on the things that I read in the Word, if I didn't do those things, like I beat myself up. Now, you are righteous the minute you believe in the name of Jesus Christ. So I never went through the condemnation of whether or not I was going to heaven or hell, because the minute you believe in the name of Jesus Christ, you are born new. You are a son of God. There's nothing you can do. There's no acts you can take that will change that. But the thing is that you do go through life, that godly grief at work of the change of your moral position. There's certain things that you might be doing that you don't feel good about, or maybe you're questioning God whether or not he is going to provide for you, or maybe you're going through that, I don't know, like the why, God. I've done that a lot too, where the, why, God, did you choose me to go through this? This is ridiculous. But again, that tribulation, it worketh patience, which is the patient enduring. Patience, experience, and experience hope. And hope will never cause shame. So even if you're going through it, it's working a good work in you. But I just wanted to go over who God is because, you know, we all make mistakes. We all do things we shouldn't be doing. And it might be a continual thing, but you got to know who God is, who your God is, how loving he is. And if you go to Nehemiah chapter 9, verse 16, it says, "But they and their fathers dealt proudly and hardened their necks and hearkened not to thy commandments and refused to obey, neither were they mindful of thy wonders that thou didst among them, but they hardened their necks and in their rebellion appointed a captain to return to their bondage. But thou art a God ready to pardon, gracious and merciful." And this is has active compassion, "slow to anger and of great kindness, and forsookest them not." He didn't forsake them when they turned around and went to, when they wanted to leave, actually appointed a captain. He fed them. He didn't turn around when they built a golden calf and worshiped it as the God who brought them out of Israel when he told them not to do it. He never left them. He's never going to leave you. Verse 18, "Yea, when they had made them a molten calf and said, 'This is thy God that brought thee out of Egypt and had wrought great provocation, yet thou in thy manifold mercies,'" and that's that active compassion, "forsookest them not in the wilderness. The pillar of the cloud departed not from them by day and led them in the way, neither the pillar of fire by night to show them light and the way wherein thou shouldest go." He never left them. He's never going to leave you based on your acts. He's not going anywhere. You always have God behind you. It's just whether or not you want to live a peaceful life. There is a rest day for the people of God when you give up your acts and you start doing the things God wants you to do. And you live in this, and that's in Hebrews, by the way, but you live in this state of peace. And it's a wonderful peace, and it's a beautiful peace. Grace, which is God's loving disposition, and peace will make you full through the instrument of having the epignosis, a true and personal relationship with God where you hear from him and you heed his advice and his son. That's where peace comes from. That's where grace comes from. He's not going anywhere, ever. I want to finish up with this. If you go to 1 John chapter 4, verse 16, And we have known and believed the love that God hath to us. God is love, and he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him. Herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world. You are freed from this world. Stand in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made you free. Don't forget that. That's the love that God has towards you. Anything that you've done, you're going to heaven. It doesn't matter once you believe in the name of Jesus Christ. Verse 18, there is not fear in love, but perfect love, it casteth out fear, because fear hath torment or punishment. He that feareth is not made perfect in love. You have Christ in you, the hope of glory. God is love, and in that love, when you start dwelling in God's love, there is not fear in love. You have a great God. He is actively compassionate. I just love that, active compassion. He cares for you. He knows every hair on your head. You're not alone. Have a beautiful day today. Pray the big prayers. You declare them to God. Let him know what's going on. Don't pray redundantly. Pray the big prayers. Lift them up in the name of Jesus Christ when you pray. Again, you pray to God. You never pray to Jesus Christ. You pray to God, and you lift it up in the name of Jesus Christ. God bless you and your family. Have a great day today, and I'll talk to you tomorrow. Yeah, when the foghorn.
Well, Heavenly Father, thank you so much for yesterday and just the blessing of being around family and the food that was fantastic. I'm very, very thankful for what you've done in my life and just for constantly showing me that you're there for me and whatever you've told me or whatever promises you've made that they've all come to pass. And I'm very thankful for the future. I pray for our country that we don't go to war. I pray for everybody that just that you take care of each and every person. And I'm very, very thankful for the moments of our life. I pray and thank you for your son and what he gave up and what he did for us. And I lift up a great day to you in the name of my Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus.